I'm posting some links in the chat room, so be sure and visit the chat room, and that is spingola.chatango.com. Get the links there.
Thank you, RBN. Thank you, John. Thank you, Deanna.
Because thank you, RBN. Yes, absolutely.
Because there are not many people that would let me get on the soapbox and rant the way I'm ranting right now. And it's not a rant, it's just I'm putting together, okay, bring massive amounts of fear-mongering like we have never seen before. That's what they're doing. To quell dissent, crash the economy, and kill small businesses while making huge businesses rich. Chip and track people. Bring in a cashless society so every transaction will show up. The end of currencies into crypto slavery. And install a social credit system like China where they can cut off all of your rights if they want. This is in a nutshell what is going to happen. This was AI and facial recognition. If anybody doesn't know about what the social credit is in China, they look for China, by the way. It's really funny. I'm jumping again and roll around again, but Wuhan city, 11 million people, horrible air pollution. And it was the poster
and
boy.
And 5G.
And it was the poster boy for the first rollout of 5G on the planet.
Right.
Okay. And that there's this book about all the so-called epidemics or pandemics before it was a major breakthrough in electromagnetic frequencies. Okay, from radio to radar to satellites. By the way, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and two other major companies are putting up tens of thousands of satellites.
Right.
To bathe the world in 5G everywhere from like 70 degrees north to 70 degrees south, everywhere on the planet, you're not going to have any say in this matter. They're right. Already up there. Jew Musk has already put them up there. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So far, at least 6.3 trillion that we know of has been used to prop up overwhelmingly big businesses in Wall Street, with around 5% going to us and small businesses. I say that amount of money being given away to Jewish Wall Street will go up drastically. Okay, and I'm telling you, it's going to go up. When a real pandemic happens, it happens in waves. The first wave is the worst, and it can come out in smaller waves after. And they're already put out in the New York Times and places where they can have five or six ripples every couple of months for the next 21 months. Okay, so they're going to keep on throwing the fear at us, and I've already got it. I'm on Facebook, and I was going to leave it because, by the way, they've been some of the stuff that I put up, they just won't allow put up. It's just like everybody. But it's like more and more things. I put up. I had all 9 episodes of the Men Who Killed Kennedy. They wouldn't let me put it up. I wrote them. I said, "Go F yourself, will you?"
Do you know that in China, there are probably, 200 people that run the entire country? There are probably 200 communists over there.
Right.
The rest of the people are just people like you and me. It's always a very, very, very small group of people who run things. And we all need to understand that. It's just a very, very small group.
And people follow orders very well.
Yes.
As they try to always attribute to the Nazis.
Right.
You know, but it's not. Just like everybody was delusional. I put out I sent it to you on purpose too. On March 14th, 1938, when Hitler went into Austria,
mm-hmm.
and you see, by the way, they had a referendum, and 98.74% of the people voted for they wanted to go into with Germany. 99.74%. So that, one quarter of 1%. Who could they possibly be?
Right, exactly.
he came in, and everybody, but they were on the mass hysteria. He was, the crazy man had them under his spell. It's like, no,
right, sure.
You're the crazy men that have us under the spell. We would have had a lot better world if this man was in charge. And enough of that. So The new pharma vaccines that they are that are now pushing and fast tracking to cure, in quotes, this, will be using RNA for the first time ever. This is something brand new, never happened. I'm not going to get into the science because I want to get through a lot of stuff. Also, remember that you can't sue big pharma for vaccine.
Right, vaccine you can't interest. Sue them.
This is sort of like the Holocaust story being illegal. And that's the same thing. And by the way, who's giving you these stories? It's the same people. Right. Behind it, mostly, overwhelmingly, the same people that you're not allowed. So these vaccine companies, by the way, and the vaccine business is worth more than $60 billion. But if you include the drugs that are marketed to supposedly help alleviate the harm from vaccines, Big Pharma now takes in over $600 billion. So they push the vaccines that are making them around $60 billion. But they know all the side effects that are going to happen, so they can push another $550 billion worth of garbage freaking pills on you.
Exactly.
Now, listen, let's Mussolini these people. All right? Let's use these people as piñatas.
Yeah.
Hang them up by their balls and use them as piñatas. I've had enough.
Okay.
It's just, excuse me for being rude. And just this week, forced vaccinations, a law passed in Denmark.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes. And other companies, Germany and other countries, they're in the legislature for these forced vaccination laws.
Well, you have to see who's in charge in those countries. Now, you brought up Sweden, and they're going on with their life as if nothing happened because,
almost,
you know what?
Nothing.
Nothing is happening.
Right. Almost nothing. Right. They can congregate up to 50 people, blah, 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 blah. But Belarus, the president of Belarus, I have it later on, his name and everything. He said, go screw yourself. You bunch of idiots, more or less.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's really the only country in the whole West that said that. Even the guy in Hungary came out against this. And the president of Hungary, who's done a lot of good things. Anyway, so quarantine at home is like prison. Arresting people for lying on a beach alone. A father playing with his son in the park.
Right.
And arresting people for not wearing masks. Which, by the way, masks are next to useless because the pores are way too big to stop the so-called virus.
Exactly.
These fucking idiots know this.
Yes.
I mean, how stupid are we? Anyway, Los Angeles has announced that they're going to pay people to snitch on their neighbors. Their mayor said, I quote, "You know the old expression about snitches. Well, in this case, snitches get rewards. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe."
Oh, my gosh.
Stasi. The East German Stasi are here.
Yes.
So we have, by the way, this is a police state contagion. They're using bioweapons. This was started. There's a document that was put out by the Rockefeller Foundation and Global Business Network. It's called Scenarios for Future Technology and International Development. It's put out in May 2010. I'll repeat that. Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. I'm not going to get into all the elaborateness of, go read it. You won't believe it. It's something in there called lockstep. And what it is what's happening now. It's a blueprint for this is exactly how to take over a society, the world. And it's going to happen in waves, like I said. It's going to happen over the next 21 months, and it's not going to get better unless we stop it. I cannot state this strongly enough, as if I have been the strongest on any interview I've ever given in my whole life, and rightly so. And I'll come out to be true like I have in everything else I've ever done in any major work that I've ever done. Yeah, I made mistakes along the way, and here and this, that, and the other thing, because I used to believe people. They would tell the truth like I was brought up to do. That's the only way I was a sucker, and until I realized, oh my God, some of these people are just psychopathic liars. Which, by the way, are
exactly.
All
politicians.
Right. So, and then you have, I'll just read the one paragraph. Then the scenario gets very interesting. This is this document I'm saying. During the pandemic, national leaders around the world flexed their authority and imposed airtight rules and restrictions, from the mandatory wearing of face masks to body temperature checks in entries to commercial spaces like train stations and supermarkets. Even after the pandemic faded, this more authoritarian control and oversight of citizens and their activities struck and even intensified. In order to protect themselves from the spread of the increasing global problems, from pandemics and transnational terrorism to environmental crisis and rising poverty, leaders around the world took a firmer grip on power. Okay, now you, that leads me to Gates and Fauci, whatever his name is. They have been in bed together forever.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Fauci was the point man who pushed a poisonous and very deadly AZT onto all the gay homosexual men who supposedly had so-called AIDS. He killed tens of thousands of these poor suckers, all the while taking credit for doing a great job. This is not his first rodeo, this boy.
Wow.
This boy has a long freaking history of killing people with poisonous injections. Gates, who couldn't stop a virus in his software, is the point man to stop this.
Oh, right. Yes, exactly.
Gates, who the same person thinks the earth is overpopulated, wants to save your life with a vaccination, quite possibly the one that he has a patent on. Priceless. Gates also put in place the total corrupt Ethiopian director of the World Health Organization. He's a great point man to have in one's pocket when one wants to declare a pandemic without the numbers backing it up, which he did on March 11th, a day after a lot of money, I'm not going to get into transactions, but Gates did. Okay.
Right.
Gates predicted coronavirus-like outbreak in 2019 Netflix documentary. This Dr. Fauci is on the Leadership Council for Bill Melinda Gates Foundation. Deborah Birks is a board member of the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, Malaria, which is all founded by Bill and Melinda Gates. That's the guy next to Trump, the bitch next to Trump all the time. She's not a bitch, but anyway, liar.
No.
Robert Redfield, current director of the CDC, was a founder of the Institute of Human Virology. Also received $31.8 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Fund. This boy, who I used to own his name, his legal name, William Henry Gates III. I owned a .com, .net, and .org at one point. And I said, come and sue me, you.
Okay. Yeah.
And he didn't. And I was trying to get him to sue me. Like I tried to get the Council on Foreign Relations when I owned their name. Come on, sue me. I dare you. Everybody would else capitulate in fear. I said, come on, I dare you. And they didn't. And it's Council on Foreign Relations and Gates. Gates is, oh my God. Talk about the Antichrist coming back. It almost seems like this boy is the poster boy for this, because behind the scenes, this has been going on for at least 10 years.
Oh,
this
longer.
This plan, I know it's much longer. I know it's forever long.
Yes.
But they've ramped it up over the last 10 years. And this boy is been planting money everywhere and buying everything. He put the guy in at the World Health. He's the guy who created the pandemic. He came out and said, there's a pandemic, everybody live. This guy has a long, he's a freaking... the most person in Ethiopia history, perhaps.
Exactly.
Biologist. Anyway, so they pick these psychopaths on purpose because they're psychopaths themselves.
Right.
You have Event 301, I mean Event 201, which was a 3.5-hour pandemic tabletop talk held at the Pierre Hotel in New York, where my reception was held when I got married. And it was from the Bill and Melinda Gates were there, and also John Hopkins, okay, was sent to were there. And this happened on October 18th, 2019. It's just funny that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and John Hopkins. John Hopkins has like the major site for the fear mongering of all. Mm-hmm. Look at all the numbers. Real coincidental. Okay, and first of all, here I'll go jump to the next one. First, these guys said between 2 million and 2.4 million would die in the United States. Now they're down to 60,000. So their first crazy fear-mongering numbers were around 40 times off, not 40% off, 40 times. When you first hear a story, that is the one you remember, not the retraction printed on page 36. They know this. So they've scared everybody into that it is a real pandemic. And they put this out when people don't take the 10 minutes that I could figure it out in. When I saw, like I told you, with the first story on the Wall Street Journal, and I could figure it out within 8-10 minutes that I knew the numbers, or it's laughable. It's like the numbers in the Holocaust or whatever. It just, so are we still online?
Yes.
Every other commercial, by the way, and every other commercial on TV is from Big Pharma.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
And at night, the other commercial seems to be lawyers suing Big Pharma for their poisonous hurting people. And the U.S., There's only two countries in the world, and you know this. There's only two countries in the world that allow pharma, big pharma commercials on the TV, New Zealand and the United States.
Right.
Okay, so let's get these people off our TV. Already hundreds of people have created videos showing empty hospitals all over the United States.
Exactly. And yes.
Hospitals are telling, the hospitals tell doctors they'll be fired if they speak to news media.
Right.
So hospitals and nurses are now under a self-imposed, we'll fire your ass if you tell the news media that what's really going on. As I stated before, the CDC has stepped in and got all 50 states to send all their doctors a note to saying everything is now coronavirus death. Okay? So this is the Fed stepping in every which way. And you have another World Health Organization, WHO official. We may have to remove family members from their homes.
Oh.
I had this on video. Okay, it was on Tucker Carlson. Mm-hmm. And it's only like 1 minute video, but he's saying, we're going to do it really nice. We're going to take your family members from your home really nicely.
Wow.
This is from Reason.org, the Libertarian Boys. The Justice Department reportedly asked Congress for indefinite detention powers to fight coronavirus. Let me repeat that. The Justice Department reportedly asked Congress for indefinite detention powers. They'll never let go of this. There goes habeas corpus. There goes our whole, what is left to the no-hide justice system that we have. Belarus president wants global elites using crisis to try to reshape world order. He actually came out and said it. That was the person I was talking about before. Belarus is a former satellite of the Soviet Union. This type of outbreak has occurred three times in the recent past. Round one, 2002, with the SARS coronavirus. Round two, 2005 with the blue, the bird flu, the H5N1. Round three, 2009, the swine flu, H1N1, with about a 1.6% mortality. And you remember all the bad side effects from the vaccines that they gave. By the mm-hmm. way, they was people, what is it called, necolepsy? People just went to sleep and brains and all this stuff. And so now we have round four. So they've been practicing this kind of thing. The vast majority of people who are dying are over 70 with underlying medical problems, many with multiple medical problems. There's if you supposedly come down with this virus, there's an 8% mortality rate from 70 to 79. And so that means 92% of people recover. And 14.8% of over 80, that means 85.2% recover. Under that, the numbers go down tremendously. Okay, and this is not, I'm telling you, from everything I know, and I've said it earlier, and I didn't get into it. And these RT-PCR tests to determine the presence of COVID is totally arbitrary. It's total, I'm not going to get into science of it, but it's total BS. They can amplify these things. And look, we have 280 trillion viruses, so-called viruses in our system.
Oh, exactly.
280 trillion. We only have 50 trillion or so blood cells. Okay? What is happening is it's an environmental catastrophe. What happens with an environmental catastrophe such as a new EMF, higher EMF that's happened over the last 100 years, and that and also with, like Wuhan, unbelievably bad air pollution. By the way, Northern Europe, in Italy, unbelievably bad air pollution. And
right.
It's respiratory, huh? Duh. And you have, and everybody knows about the 5G and the 60 gigahertz in the water, and that people are suffocating. There's another doctor, Dr. Sidell at a New York City doctor, said it's like people are like they're climbing Mount Everest. They can't breathe. They can't breathe. They're suffocating. No oxygen.
Right.
So this is exactly what 5G does at 60 gigahertz. Okay. Not that that's rolled out right now all at once, but what you have here with these things called exosomes. Exosomes are viruses. What they are there for is to help us. All right? That what happens is we get environmental damage into our system through everything that we're doing now. Everything. And what happens is the cells secrete an exosome, to fight it. And that's what a virus is. A virus
right.
is actually a good thing.
Right. Exactly.
Yes. No, it's going to tell you this.
Okay. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes.
All right.
If we take the lead.
We are back with Mark R. Elsis. And, okay, I don't want to interrupt, but just continue.
Don't you interrupt me, damn it.
No, continue.
I believe, and I've been saying this for a long time, ever since you had him on, Resonance Beings of Frequency, the film, the English lad who created it, a wonderful documentary. By the way, I have that up also, and it's in the coronavirus playlist. I believe that the telecommunication industry will soon make the tobacco industry look like a bunch of choir boys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
I can't understate that. So, and we have I sent you an article. Is coronavirus contagious? And it's very, it very much seems like I said, look, all these toxins are coming into us. This consensus is beginning to happen on this, although not like mainstream yet. But doctors, real doctors, even doctors that are affiliated, have nothing left to lose in their life. They're older. Like with John Hopkins, have come out and said, yes, the exosomes are viruses. What happens is we're getting poisoned. The cell knows it's about to get invaded by the poisons. It lets out, it secretes what is known as a virus or an exosome. It's an exosome. And that exosome comes and cleans up the freaking garbage in our system so it doesn't kill the cell. And once it becomes overburdened, we have too much garbage in our system, we produce too many of these. This is what is happening. What it is, it's a messenger. Okay, when I was a kid, When I was really young, I told all my friends who I had a lot of bright friends, Ivy League guys and vice president of Columbia Pictures and players that played with Michael Milken and anyway, and regular guys too in my neighborhood. And we're all middle class kids. I said to them, the trees talk to each other. And they said, Oh, Mark, there you go.
They do.
This is 45 years ago, Deanna. Mm-hmm. And they all, Mark, you're crazy, Marcus. Look what he's talking about. And of course, I was right. And it's not me being right. I just was on the forefront of science. And so this is the same thing. It's very akin to this, is that the viruses that are the so-called viruses that they're supposedly seeing, the poisoning of it, it's not the cause of it. It's the result of it. Okay, we're being poisoned from everything we're doing,
right?
And especially this extra radiation of 5G now is putting a lot of people over the edge, and it always has over the last 100 years. Every time they roll out some new kind of EMF, stronger ones, X amount of people can't cope with it.
Right. And the minute they introduced electricity, things started going downhill.
Radio,
absolutely.
And radar and satellites. And the first,
all the rest, yes.
The first wireless technologies, and the second, and third, and the fourth, now the fifth. And this is totally different, the fifth, than the first four. And not totally, but yes, totally. And I'm not going to get into all that because there's no time left. But I can't state this enough. So what you have is these things are telling us that we're being poisoned environmentally. This is not the virus doing it. It's the virus actually telling us, you freaking idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, you're being poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, of course, this is the last thing they're going to tell you. But this is on the forefront of science. These exosomes, they're the same exact size as viruses. They are viruses, okay? You don't need me. I've looked into this enough. I said, oh, my God, of course. Duh. Mathematically, it's the same. And enough really bright people also concur. Dr. Kaufman and Cohen and many others and that have the wherewithal to come out and say it. And I see on the bottom of these guys' pages in the comments, you know, you're going to be suicided for saying this.
Right.
And overwhelming people put out the fear, and I say, stop telling them that. They know this already. And maybe for me for saying this, who knows? I don't care. Come on, get me. I should be dead 18 times already. Good luck. Like I'm scared of you people? Like I'm scared of 9/11 when you followed me around and tapped my phone? Give me a break. Or you infiltrated me when I ran somebody for president of the United States? Or I threw rallies in front of the United Nations and the White House and the New York Times and everything else? And you always did all you could to try to stop me because I'm a major organizer? Screw you. You evil, demonic people. You sold out people for mammon.
Mm-hmm.
When the world is going down now.
It's always been about that, the love of money. Yeah.
Damn right it has. And that's all the people care about. It's just beyond amazing. And I'm telling you, as I said, I might have almost sounded too, like, almost fanatical. I cannot stress it enough. We're here. We're at the point now. We have to have complete mass civil disobedience. It's the only, like Alexander Solzhenitsyn said. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, I stick by his number, 66 million Russians died at the hands of primarily Jew-run Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right? So he realized, and he was in the gulag.
Three or four people at the top. Yep.
Yes. And all of a sudden, right, and you have Bill Gates, and I've seen everything. He's pulling all the strings. He's the front man.
Yes.
He's the front man behind the scenes, okay? But he's actually come out. You know, and said we need certificates and bad things are going to happen to this guy. You know, I believe Dante has the ninth circle of hell for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's for. I think he has Bill and Melinda on it right now.
Yes.
And all these other people, we come back again. I believe in reincarnation because there's scientific proof of it. And so this is not going to bode well. Bless us all. Don't fall for it, and pass this on to as many people as you can. And if you want to email me, mark@loveearth.net. I love you, Deanna. Bless you, RBN.
Love you too. Take care. Yeah. Bye-bye. We'll be right back momentarily.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our next guest is Scott Wheeler. He is the Executive Director of the National Republican Trust. He is a former television producer and investigative journalist, and his the website of interest is GOPtrust.com, and he is going to talk about the economic ramifications of what is going on. So what evidence is there that the virus is being overhyped? Scott, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
So what evidence is there that the virus is being overhyped?
Well, first of all, we have the numbers that just don't match up. We were looking at 100 to 200,000 deaths, according to the medical experts, and we're looking at right now. We just finished the what was supposed to be the most deadly week, and we're sitting at about 35,000 probably by the day's end. 35,000 deaths. So that's a long way from the 200,000 possible deaths. And actually at one point they said if we hadn't done anything, it would have been in the millions. So we're dealing with fractions of what they claim. In fact, the number we have now is even less than the number of lives lost last year to the regular flu. So there's plenty of evidence that it was overhyped. And not necessarily for malicious reasons, at least not by some people, but they just didn't know. We were seeing this tragedy unfold in Italy, and a lot of flights had come from Europe and from Italy to New York, and we see where New York is the worst hit of any of the states by far. And that sort of tells us that it is highly contagious, and it is dangerous for some people, but it's still only dangerous, really dangerous, for people who are in high-risk categories already. And so we've done all that. We've shut our economy down for at least a month, and it's by the time it's over, if we reopen it at the end of April, it's going to be more than a month and a half, and some places even longer. It's doing great economic damage. When you look at the airlines, for example, if they fold, they stop buying airplanes. And when they stop buying airplanes, they stop Boeing goes out of business because they're not selling airplanes. Well, Boeing also happens to be one of the largest defense contractors for our military and our national security. If they go under, in say 5 or 6 months from now, we're attacked by an adversary, say China, for example, who has on a number of occasions threatened the United States with military action, including back in the 90s when they said, you want to trade Taipei for L.A., threatening to hit Los Angeles with missiles. Also in the 90s, the defense minister, Chi Ho Chin, said that war with the West was inevitable and that China must control the initiative of that war. So we're looking at a very bellicose China already. So here we are folding economically if we don't reopen our government and reopen our economy and our businesses. And we won't have anybody to produce the weapons we're going to need to defend ourselves. We're going to be in a very weak position.
Which basically we've never been in that kind of a situation before, ever.
Never. No, this is the first time.
And China certainly does have all of the wherewithal. I was there in 2007, and they are an up-and-coming economy, and they've taken a lot they've taken ownership of a lot of things that used to be produced here, and the U.S. government has allowed this, or corporations have allowed it, looking for cheap labor. And what they've gotten isn't what they anticipated. What we're going to be getting isn't what they anticipated, correct?
I would say that's true. For one thing, a lot of this was done in the 1990s by the Clinton administration. And a lot of it was done with the encouragement and the cheering of U.S. corporations who wanted to get access to the Chinese market because it's the largest market in the world, basically over a billion people. And so you had a lot of companies, including defense contractors, making deals with China, and that were very adverse to not only them, to those companies, but also to U.S. national security. And there were a number of people within the government at the time who protested. You had whistleblowers from the Defense Technology Security Administration who were going to Congress saying, we're telling the Clinton administration, you cannot decontrol this weapons technology to China, and being told to sit down and shut up. They no longer had a seat at the table. And this happened throughout the 90s. You know, we hear mostly about the MIRV buses, the multi-reentry vehicles, which was a Hughes-Lorel transfer to China, but there were hundreds of other dual-use technologies that were transferred during the 90s as well. It wasn't just the missile guidance systems, MIRV bus technology.
Wow. Wow. But it all gets back to money. And how will... are there people in this country that would benefit if China did do what it is anticipated they would do? What about people like the Clintons?
Well, I think the Clintons are basically irrelevant at this point. But there is it's hard to say. Nobody knows for sure when China is going to act. But it's pretty clear that they have intentions to act against the United States. They don't like the fact that we are the only thing stopping their hegemony in the Pacific Rim, which they've long sought to dominate. And they've done it to a great extent by the, incorporating the island chain strategy, taking over the Coco and the Spratly Islands. They're building artificial islands out in the South China Sea and building air power projection bases there.
And, okay. Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. No, do you go ahead.
What about President Trump? What is he doing about this? And what are the Democrats doing? Why are they? Tell me what's going on with these two groups. President Trump.
Well, he has been the best president we've had on China, and probably since the Long March, I would say. He's taken a tough stand, which no previous president, including George W. Bush, wanted to do, because China had gotten significant power during the 1990s. Going into the 90s, they really didn't warrant a military threat to anyone. Taiwan would have destroyed them in a war. Now, fast forward through the 90s, when they gained enormous technological advantage from through espionage and from the Clinton administration, they suddenly are now, they can't be stifled or contained. They now are, and plus the growing economy has put them in a position where they own a lot of debt of countries around the world. They've undertaken projects such as the Belt and Road Initiative, where they're going back through the Silk Route and rebuilding things in countries like Italy and in parts of Africa, so that those countries owe China. And so they're establishing sort of satellites in these countries that were traditionally American allies. And so they are taking very aggressive action around the world. And a lot of that action is to be able to neutralize the United States militarily.
Wow. And so the Democrats... they are so, well, they've been against Trump, and the media is against Trump. Is Trump really going to stand up to the Democrats and to the media? Is he going to be really?
Well, he has been standing up to them. He has been one of the most aggressive Republicans against the Democrats in the media, and I think it's worked well for him for the most part. And he's going to have a very rough re-election this year, because we've never before had the media do what they've done to a president, and that is participate in propaganda knowingly. Participating in spreading propaganda, political propaganda from the Democrat Party. And this, we've never had anything like this. And it's one of the reasons why we haven't seen him having skyrocketing poll numbers, which he should have had a huge bounce after the Mueller report was released, but he didn't. And the reason is because half the country still believes that he somehow stole the election with the help of Russia. And, fact that he was innocent vindicated in the Mueller report, and a lot of other evidence has come out indicating that the FBI and the Obama administration were working together to undermine his campaign. that should have given him a huge bounce, but it hasn't. And the reason is the media has not reported these things. They helped the Democrats lay the groundwork for this belief that Russia interfered in the 2016 election in Trump's favor. None of that is true, by the way. Even Republicans and even in the conservative media, they sort of accept the fact that Russia wanted Trump to win, or Putin wanted Trump to win, which is an outright lie. Putin and Russia have had a long-standing relationship with the Democrat Party. They've helped them they helped them win the 2012 election. Obama was caught on a hot mic asking for a favor from Vlad.
Oh, right, yes.
And so none of this was, and Russia was interfering in the 2012 election. It was only in 2016 that anybody cared. And it was because the Democrats created this false narrative. And I actually wrote about this in Forbes magazine in October of 2016. I pointed out that why would Putin and Russia want anybody but Hillary Clinton? They got everything they wanted from Obama and Clinton when she was Secretary of State, including the return of 10 Russian spies in 2010. They had, of course, the famous reset. Obama and Clinton pulled out missile defense systems from Poland and the Czech Republic because Russia wanted them out. And they did an enormous amount of capitulation to Putin. It would make absolutely no sense that he would want to take a chance on Trump, when Clinton and Obama had already shown him that they were willing to do whatever he wanted.
Wow. Wow, that is amazing. And the Democrats still aren't backing down. And as you say, even though the reports show that Clinton, well, didn't she also allow them to have a lot of resources? And other things, I can't remember exactly what resources that she allowed them to have, but just the association that certain Democrats had with Russia, with their children getting good jobs and all that. I just can't believe that people can't see through this and understand what Trump is attempting to do. Now, do you think that he's going to, you say that it's going to be really tough with re-election?
It is. It's going to be a fight, and a lot of how this ends up is going to depend on how he is able to bring the economy back. And
this COVID A3-19 is really... Yeah,
it's going to have an effect and on the election, and if he's able to help the recovery and open the country and the economy up sooner, it's going to benefit him electorally. But once we see how the country recovers, and all the while you're going to have the Democrats and the media continue to blame him for whatever is wrong. As I said last week, the news media coverage you could sum up pretty easily with just a few words, that Trump was a racist for canceling flights from China, and he has blood on his hands for not doing it sooner.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, they take every opportunity to criticize him for whatever he does. And they do misrepresent him. Well, I haven't had my TV on for a couple of weeks, so I haven't listened to the latest stuff because, well, you're just going to hear the same old stuff. And but they are willing. The Democrats are willing to sacrifice the country just to get rid of Trump.
I think the Democrats don't have a whole lot of love for the country to begin with. And in fact, they have so much of the Democrat Party has become anti-American and anti the American ideal. And so I don't think it's a struggle for them to cast aside any normal protocol for not criticizing the president regarding foreign policy or things like that. They've shown they have no compunction about that whatsoever.
Well, you're right. Yes, you're right. Wow. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest is Scott Wheeler, and the website where you can find out more about him is goptrust.com. And we're talking about the Democrats, and really they are. Have just come out against Trump that no matter what he does, that he's going to be wrong. And they're just prepared to take action against him. No matter what he does, it's going to be the wrong thing to do. And if he can get the country back on target as far as the economic situation, because that is what is hurting everybody with this quarantine and all of this. It's an economic situation where, as you mentioned, these businesses are going down. They're not making airplanes. They're not. People aren't working. People are afraid, and they're looking for answers. And the Democrats, as you mentioned, they're going to paint him as a dictator, even though he isn't. He's attempting to do what's best for the country, correct?
Yeah, I think you, well, just look at this, for example. For the first 3 years of the Trump presidency, they called him a tyrant, a dictator, and a fascist. Now, since the COVID-19 pandemic has sprung on us, they've encouraged him to take more and more power for himself. And they wouldn't do that if they really believed that they thought he was a dictator or a fascist. So what they're trying to do at this point is they want him to set the precedent for this kind of power. And then once they get power back, they will use it for whatever they declare an emergency. For example, global warming. They'll make all sorts of claims about that we're in a dire situation. And for that reason, they'll make everybody stay home. And they'll pass their Green New Deal and wreck our economy permanently.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. And the healthcare system is going to go down, of course. A lot of things are going to be, life is not going to be like we've been used to. And certainly it has taken many years to get to this point. It didn't just happen overnight. It has taken a lot of planning. And you think that they had the wherewithal to do this? When do you think they started under the Clinton administration?
Well, Clinton, yes, that was when they really
with NAFTA.
Discovered
that,
NAFTA didn't really affect China, but most favored nation status did.
Okay.
And normalized trade relations with China, the WTO, those things benefited China, and Clinton delivered it to China on a silver platter. And of course, during the 92 and 96 elections, China had been making illegal campaign donations to Clinton and to the Democrat Party. And then you had Democrats like Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin were part of the cover-up. The Senate and House investigations were interfered with by elected Democrats.
Wow. And of course they even switched around the district so that that they would have more power, and they did everything that they could to keep those kinds of people in. Correct?
Yeah. Well, that was that's a constant fight with the Democrats.
Right. Right. Wow. Well, this does not make us all feel good at all. It's and of course they're using this this COVID-19 to further do what they're trying to do. Well, thank you so much for being on the program, and the website is goptrust.com. Thank you so much, Scott. We've run out of time.
Hey, it's a pleasure, Deanna. Thank you.
All righty. Take care now.
You too.
All righty. Bye bye, listeners. Talk with you next week.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.